TikTok. I want to ask this question. Why? What happened to fun rap? No rappers just making fun songs. What happened? Why can we not see that no more? I used to make fun. 2008, 2020, like something called Cringy Songs, and then that's another reason why fun songs are not made anymore, because society is so, it takes itself too serious. Much as y'all want to think funny, society is weird to me. If you fucking, you see kids that, you know, TikTok making like fun videos, and you got motherfuckers saying cringe, oh, this shit is so cringe, and leave this shit is so cringe. Anytime, even with me, if I ever have a song where I'm being fun, or just being fun, you know what I mean? Where I'm playing with my flows, or talking about a fucking topic that's not typical, guess what? Cringe, take it off, cringe. Like, I have a song called Puppet, like, Sock Puppet. Okay. You can tell it's going to be cringy. Now, I could use Puppet to talk about, you know, shit, but guess what? Cringe, ooh, it's too cringy. Nigga, and keep in mind, they only cringe things that either because they don't have fun in their lives, or B, if you say something that they don't fucking even, you know, that they don't agree. Like, it's one retard. You got bars, but your message is so cringe. All these niggas, it's funny. Y'all want people to make stupid, dumb music, but then call the shit cringe at the same time. That's another reason why. Another reason why people hate positive rap. Anytime when a rapper tries to make something positive, fans will call that shit trash. Especially if your brand, right? Because fans don't talk about branding. Consists of you being some hardcore. Like, look at NLA Choppa as a prime fucking example of that. He tried to change his fucking goddamn image. He tried to be more positive. What did fans do? Rip him apart and say, that's not the NLA Choppa I know, because whatever that blew you up, whatever that they want. And this doesn't have to be a mainstream thing. It can be underground. And it's very fucking present with me. When I try to fucking do something that's different from what I normally do, boom, bappy, bappy shit, nope. If I flow in a fucking goddamn unique way, nope. If I do anything outside with these, because like I told you, if you can't find a niche, they will do it for you. And only thing you gotta do is make sure that's familiar. You don't know this, you know, vapor trap shit you're doing. We don't know. We don't like you having these kind of fucking beats. You gotta fit beats that fit your style. But when you do something that's experimental, you're going to take a risk of doing something that's not your style. That's the whole fucking point. But niggas don't want you to take risks. They already know what you are. This is why I hate when fans say, yeah, bring back the old my sense. You know that the old me was the nigga that took the fucking risk and then put himself in a box? You dig? That's the old me, nigga. So when I do go back to the old me, the true me, not these stupid ass fans version of me they just heard and got attacked. You gotta understand, these fools will literally tell you who you really are. You're not who you are. You who you are what the fans want from you. Like, fans want to try to control the artist, try to tell them how to make music, what they should do, make them make them scream. Right? I used to make outsider music. It was hard for me. You know, making songs like Anime Girls and all of these songs. That was music I felt comfortable making since I had no goddamn baby. So I was just making whatever I felt. However, because now I'm seen as the image of Mike Sense is not the alternative guy that makes unique shit. No. He's the chill boom bappy guy. Keep in mind, he don't like chill vibey rap. Honestly, even if you are being lyrical, because fans are so retarded, even if you do spit bars that are dope, like most fans who are not your core fan base, Okay, like I told you, the core fan base I'm not talking about. How about the ones who are not your fan? The ones who sit on the fucking fence, act like they're your fucking fan, and will turn on you in a second when you do something they don't fucking like. Better be doing something as simple as apologizing. Let's be real with it. When this one person reviewed J. Cole's album, what's that album called? The Off Season, and said that the song Punch the Clock was boring. Keep in mind, these niggas think rapping over generic trap beats is exciting. Keep in mind of that. Keep in mind of that. They think rapping over a trap beat is interesting. Right? Trust me, I'll get hit with that shit one day. Hell, I really do it. Sometimes I do hit with that shit. Like it's a requirement. When you have fans who think like this, this is when the rap is true. Someone said it best. It's fans are crooked. You have fans who are walk down your music and hop on your fucking goddamn TV. That's right there to fucking tell you where society is right now. Like, seriously. But back to having making fun music. They will make fun of you for making. No one wants positive music. And the big reason why, they'll think it's pretentious. But they do with Logic. If you make a positive rap song, it's too pretentious. If that's not part of your brand, oh, then you're trying to be positive form, bro. That's not what I want to hear from you. I want to hear this from you. If you're not already doing it, then nigga, you can't switch up and do something positive. So if you're the bad guy talking about, like, I just want to retard, and let's be real, even though it's a troll comment, it is also true. When it's who said, once Earl starts talking about rape, keep in mind, what era that we live in, that Me Too, she is hitting hip hop. This is what I don't get about these dumbass fans, these wanting artists. Like, again, y'all can't be acting like y'all these big, bad, hardcore hip-hop fans from the 80s and from the 90s, early 2000s, and you got the Me Too movement on your ass every single time when a rapper says anything out of line. Tweeting, talking about, he needs to apologize and cancel him. I'm telling you, bro. Like I said, niggas think that positive rap means you're weak. There's that too. If you're too positive, you're weak. You're being pretentious. You can't make positive fun music because that's not part of your brand of who you are. You can't do that. Imagine me hopping on like an Anderson Paak type of fucking album, beat, and just make some fun shit. They will sit here and say, that's not the mic that we know. The mic went soft. Now, mind you, fans love the fucking make like pretty much put you in a box. And that's another thing of reason why positive rap is fucked up. Fans want to put you in a fucking box. I could make that Anderson Paak. Like, bro, it's weird to me. You don't like when they make pop music, right? And when I fucking hop on a positive, you know, song, like Win or Lose, it has like a little poppy hook to it. No, that's not the mic thing that I know. But if I fucking hop on a fucking jazzy, boom bap beat with a neon soul singer, same thing. But because of how it sounds, oh, that's the mic that I know. Like I told you, niggas don't want you to have fun. Like I told you, I made songs like Mystery Machine and Anime Girls and Piece of Cat. They were just silly, fun songs. And because they put me in this box as being this old head lyrical rapper, I can't go back to making songs like that. Because if I go back to making songs like that, you know what the fuck that looks like? I'm going backwards. Keep in fucking mind, that is my sound. That is the old mic. I've been making songs like this. My first mixtape, I made a song called Sex on Venus, and the whole concept was about me having sex on fucking Venus. I've been made songs like that. Then when I do go back to that old mic synth, not the boom bappy street rapper shit, that's part of it, but that's not the whole thing. When I make songs like motherfucking Unicron and songs like Trapped in My Psyche over these like very strange beats, the casual listener who's very bland, who's say, let's not put the people in charge, because all you can care about is fucking numbers and what they perceive to fucking, let's be real, these are not your real fans. These niggas will only fuck with you only when your numbers are up. Once your fucking numbers, your last album dips from, let's say, if you were only, if you're on a good day, Mike, your big numbers are like, what, 645K. No, fuck that. Let's say 845K. So those are your numbers. Those are big boy numbers. Fans will fucking be on your nuts because of those numbers. Second album, kind of above that number. And that's how these fools value how great the album is. Oh, it sold more than your last album, so it's dope. It's better. So they don't really care about music. They care about how much it sold. So let's say from where the third album goes, and it kind of dips to $7.99. Now fans look at that fucking goddamn number and say, oh shit, it's dipping. And they gonna call the album trash. You know the album's not trash. The number said that it is, even though sonically it's not. Then you drop another album and it's still $7.97. Cause look at it. Fucking mixtape. I'm gonna delete this later. It's number 2 on the Billboard chart. Still good, but because you're using him being number 1, it's still a fucking flop. It's not a fucking flop, but let these niggas tell it. Well, because an artist of J. Cole's status should be higher than that. If he didn't apologize, because now it's a meme now. A dumb meme at that. Like, now y'all calling it like a dumb retarded meme, because now you're making it seem like rappers should just not apologize. Okay, cool. So like I said before, if I was in a rap battle, I said some very motherfucking goddamn straight off the wall shit that will get me canceled, don't ever tell me I need to fucking apologize. If I was mainstream and I got into a rap beef and I'm saying some crazy off the wall shit that can get me canceled or me too'd, don't ever tell me to fucking apologize, because I won't apologize. Why? Because shit, I can't apologize. You can't say, but no, don't apologize. No, we mean apologize to the rapper that you're beefing with. No. That makes no sense. Like, which one is it? You see what I mean? You see what they're doing? But this is another reason why we can't have fun rap songs. Because y'all wanna, you got fans who still play that old ass 90s, man. You know, if you're a fucking, yeah, we're in the underground, man. We don't want that R&B shit. Yeah, like, you gotta make that R&B. Yeah, man. Yeah, brother. Okay, you can't have that mindset when 98% of people that do music reviews are Gen Z's, and most of them are older millennials or younger millennials who review music, and 99% of the music that these motherfuckers like throw up and fuck with are songs that we do on the fucking goddamn radio and your fucking pop notes. Only a few fucking goddamn people. Then sometimes when I make a song, and I'm not even trying to even make no Bobby or pop song, I'm just doing it for me. First and foremost, somebody say, yo, Cocaine should be on that hook. Like, I can just call up Cocaine and tell him to hop on a fucking song with me. Yo, you just got Sugar Free on that song. Yo, you could. I'm not even thinking about these people when I make these fucking songs, I guarantee you. And if I did, my nigga, I would have had their resources to talk to them and ask them to do songs. Then there'll be just another, yo, this could be, we should do a music video, bro. This will blow you up. So you can't say, Mike, don't make pop music when I stumble on a fucking rap beat that sounds like some pop shit. I'm gonna treat like a fucking goddamn pop song. And then you're sitting there telling me, oh, the hook should have a pop singer on it. But then when I fucking have a beat by Eno Damani or DJ Flip with a fucking pop hit, or Taylor Made beat with a fucking pop singer on it, you tell me that shit sounds like it sounds too poppy. So what the fuck do you think me having Sugar Free and Cocaine on a song with a banging West Coast beat will sound like? Some poppy fucking West Coast shit. I'm just saying. So again, y'all don't want me to make no fun song, but hell, they want me to rap really, really, really fast, really, really aggressive. And yell because fans are weird. I don't care. Even fans are weird. Even with Dorky, as much as I'm telling you, he keeps repeating this every single time when he reviews my music. It's either people are retardedly not understanding that I don't do that fast, aggressive rap, And you have to keep on telling you, retard, Mike is not like that. And the reason why fans are cooked, because they always want every fucking rapper to rap like everybody else. RB, he low-key wants me to do that. But let's be real, every time I do anything different, what does he say? No, Mike, I don't like when you do experimental shit. Then why do you keep on repeatedly telling people, if Mike doesn't do, if Mike, you know, Mike is not a fast rapper, he doesn't spit bars really, really fast or aggressive, but it will be interesting to see him do that. Anything else, we're not interested in you rapping like rapping over, you know, some beats that sound very unique, no. Rapping over fucking beats that sound more alternative, no. Rapping with that fucking accent when you're rapping, oh no. But if you rap like a Dax or a Jar Lucas on a Jannar Lucas trap beat, maybe, that would be awesome, even though it's been done multiple times. It's just dope that I'm doing it, because I don't do it. That's the only reason why it's dope, even though it's the same fucking shit. I don't get that mentality, nigga, because it's dope. It's still the same shit, even if I chose to do it or not. But that's just mentally, that's just what I'm talking about. But back to what I'm talking about, my nigga. I'm going back in the house. I'm going to the house. It just baffles my mind. It does. But that's why there's no fun rap. There's too many fans trying to figure out how to fucking make your music. They put you on a fucking pedestal where that's who you are. Because if you don't have one, then we'll do it for you. Because if you're not, because they see you, they go off of, oh, look how he looks. He looks like the, you know, like the guy that, you know, that can do some street rap shit. Okay, cool. So keep me in that lane. So keep me in that lane. You have no problem. But, you know, don't be telling me, oh man, you know, switch it up, man, switch it up. I'm like, nigga, I'm switching up money. I'm gonna, no, get in the house. I'm gonna